This is the Average Joe Talk Show with Laura. And I'm done with ads. I'm not going to use them anymore. I realize half the time I tune out of other podcasts when I have to listen to some dumb ad at the beginning. So I'm not going to do it. I'm done. You know, I have been beating my head forever. Not literally, of course. Not even in a metaphorical sense, literally. But I feel like you can't have a podcast if you're alone with the podcast. You have to do something with someone. People don't want to put up with people that are just going on and on about themselves. But here's the thing. I don't feel like I go on and on about myself more than the average person. And sure, I'd love to have a podcast co-host, but it's not easy. Because it's like being married to someone. Like, you have to have the right chemistry. You know, you have to, like, I don't know, complement each other, contrast with each other, something. And it's hard to find. I've thought I've found it at various times. And I think I have, but then sometimes the other person doesn't think they have. And then sometimes I meet people who think that I'm the perfect yin to their yang, and that's not how I feel. And so it's tricky. You know, it's like dating. It's not easy. So rather than sitting around waiting for this magic person to appear, who would be fun to have some repartee with on this podcast, I'm just going to do it myself. I am going to interview people from time to time, like I do. I don't know when, though. I can't predict these things. It really depends on so many things, like, do I have time? Have I finished grading? Have I gotten an oil change? Am I at a bar where somebody is willing to be interviewed? Do I remember to bring out my phone halfway through the conversation? Like, it's not easy. I'll try. Maybe the more I do this even on my own, then maybe the more I will do it when I find someone interesting. So, what then is there to talk to everyone about? Well, okay, so I wrote this book a year or two ago. It was like a compilation of all these Facebook posts, rantings and ravings. It's called Diary of a Hippie Single Mom Who Vents on Social Media Because It's Cheaper Than Therapy. And it really was fun. And I'm going to do another one, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, God. Here's the other reason why I think it's good to do a podcast. Because I'm getting older, and I swear my train of thought is going. And the longer I am single, the more I'm just kind of talking on my own to myself in my head. I'm losing my train of thought. So that's why I think it's good to do a podcast in your 50s, because maybe you won't get Alzheimer's so fast. So, now that I've completely lost my train of thought, something about a book. Oh God, this is bad. What? Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I was writing about this last night. Like, I'm really gonna try not to talk about myself. But when I say I mean the universal I mean the we. I think it's so hard, especially as you get older, to have any meaning. I mean, I know that you have to make your own meaning in life eventually. But, like, if you're no longer married and you don't have kids, or they moved on already, they moved out, and you're older and your parents have died off, it's like, what else, what is there to live for? It doesn't feel like much. You know, I've been doing the same job for a while. I pretty much feel like I know what I'm doing. I know I just need to stay curious. If I stay curious about things, I will continue to be a valid, relevant human being worthy of existence. But I just don't know. I don't know. Most of the time, I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing, other than paying bills. And I think that's sad. Like, compared to when I was younger and there was this forward momentum and I was doing things and going places, now it's like, you know, got the house, have the steady life, and it's boring, you know? It's not boring, it's just, it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. There's no movement, you know? It's like watching a play or a movie. It's just sedentary. You're just sitting there waiting for something to happen. And I'm not complaining. I know there's a beauty in that. I know that it can be beautiful because you can start to appreciate things. And I'm huffing and puffing because I'm going up a hill, by the way. I'm not that out of shape. So I know that maybe that's the gift that older people have anyway to give the world, is that, like, young people have this forward momentum. They want to go, go, go. And older people are like, hey, you're going to be where I'm at before you know it. You might as well, like, enjoy the ride while you still can, you know? And I don't know, maybe that is the only point. But I'd like to think there was more than that. I was watching this TikTok video by somebody where they were like talking about how, you know, if somebody asks you, what are you knitting for? Because I enjoy it. Yeah, what are you going to get out of it? Pleasure. Yeah, but what are you going to do after that? I'm going to knit some more. Yeah, but what's the point of all this knitting? Well, you know, it just went on and on like that. And I do think that that's the hardest lesson, is to figure out how to just enjoy what you're doing, regardless of what anyone else is telling you you should be doing. You know, you should be getting your MA, and you should be buying a house, and you should be getting married now, and you should be having kids by now, and you should be paying off those student loans, and you should, like, everyone wants to tell you, oh, you should teach this class, oh, you should try this, oh, you should try that, like, and if you are at all a people pleaser like I am, you will spend most of your life doing all those things. All those tasks that people put in front of you, you will do, because you'll think, oh, they must know. They must know better than me. I'll do what they're telling me to do. You know, and then you get to be 53. And you're like, yeah, I did those things. But they don't last forever, so now what? You know, and now I'm almost 54. Which is scary. And somehow I gotta love 54. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. I guess, yeah, the older you get, the more you're like, hell, I'm gonna do whatever I need to do. I may have 10 more years, 20 more years, 30 more years to live. I don't know. But I'm not only gonna fucking enjoy it for my sake, but I'm gonna help other people realize that they can enjoy their life right now, wherever they're at, whatever trajectory they're on, you know. figure out how to enjoy it right now, because, you know, as they say, it could all go away. But also, besides that sort of fear-mongering thought, like, why not? Why not just enjoy what's in front of you right now? You know, right now, what's in front of me is, well, another 3 months of being in this town, and then I have the potential to move and travel more. But what else is in front of me? Well, my family that will be living near me for a while until they move on. And what else? What else more specifically? A chance to be around a new group of students and start out a new quarter on the right foot, and feel like I actually am bringing joy and excitement to the experience, and not just, ugh, you know, another quarter of, ooh, you know, I don't want to teach like that anymore. I don't want to be like, ugh, why am I doing this again? You know, no matter how much I fight it, that's the attitude that comes out if I'm not careful. I want to be excited. And I do think, one thing I realized is, it really is about the students, the people. Like, even if you're not a teacher, it's the people you're dealing with. Like, do you enjoy it or not? That's my thought for the day. Howdy ho, fare thee well.